Good morning, I am Sean Aquiline. A lot of changes have happened in our neighborhood. Some thrive on the new world order of hustle and bustle, while others feel that change is eroding what they once knew. Where do we go from here? Now in the studio with me to discuss some of the changes is both David Evans from the McKenzie Village and the Treetop Hotel and David Rooney from the Revelstoke Current. Good morning, gentlemen.
This is going to be an interesting conversation. Let's just start out with a little ground-based information. Where are you from originally, David, and how long have you been in Revelstoke?
I'm originally from the UK. Come to visit Canada rather circuitously from working in Hong Kong. Took me to BC for skiing. We bought me to Revelstoke 2007. Bought our first bit of property shortly thereafter in early 2008, actually on Catherwood Road.
Now, you're a man who has some visions, I think, for the community. Certainly your wife got up at the Treetops Hotel public hearing and said you had a vision for Revelstoke that she thought everybody should enjoy. What is that vision, David?
Having been here now on and off for over 10 years and been living here full-time now for almost 3 years, Revelstoke's changed even during that period of time. It would appear to be a large shortage of housing to accommodate the new people and existing people in our community. During the period of time that we've been here, we've identified areas of property that, you know, McKenzie Village being one, which we started to buy property there back in 2009, 2010, then purchased all of the property, which now makes up that area over the subsequent 3 or 4 years, and then started to come together with mixed use, medium density plan for that site in order to give what we could see was lacking in the offering of accommodation in Revelstoke. Smaller, more energy efficient, modern style unit.
At what point did the concept of McKenzie Village spring to mind?
There was future use planning for that site as a whole done by previous city planners, part of the previous OCP. Probably about 6 years ago now, once it became, you know, an option for me to be able to purchase all of the property, to start working on a plan, was that to bring that plan together. And that also meant we'd been in the community for over 4 years, and we could see both ourselves and also from talking to other people in the community what was lacking and what was needed. Started to come forward with our plan and our vision for that site. Many more years of consultation with people in Revelstoke before submitting that plan 3 and a bit years ago.
Yeah.
Now
Arrow Heights, until this point, been a suburb that's characterized by large single-family homes. What kind of pushback have you received from community residents? Because I know you've received some pushback on that.
Yeah, it's no secret that there's been objections from some of the local residents. We have had concerns, which are primarily, I think, they've been around the density portion of it. Difficult, I think, for people to, having not had that type of community close to them or really anywhere in Revelstoke, for them to visualize what that may be. So there is a bit of fear from the unknown. Yeah, we've spent a lot of time talking with people who have fears and objections, and I think we've done a reasonable job in most cases of dealing with those and answering all those questions. There are a few people that are never going to be satisfied. In the main, I think we've managed to deal with that, and I think once people start to see McKenzie Village take shape early this spring, people will be quite happy and proud of what's coming.
First phase is going to be completed by December, I believe.
That's what we're aiming for.
Yeah, now there's a total of 12 phases, and they're going to be done by 2027.
The speed at which the phases come out is all determined on.
So it could be sooner, market. Could be later.
Could be sooner, could be later, yeah.
Is there a general price level for this?
Yep. Phase one, we are aiming to bring in between $325 and $350 a square foot, depending on final calculations and final numbers. So that's going to mean that a smaller one-bedroom unit is going to be coming in just below $200,000. The bigger four-bedroom, three-bathroom, plus den townhouses will be sort of $650,000, $675,000, maybe something like that.
Your one- and two-bedroom units are going to be fairly affordable, actually.
Yes. The whole point and the difference of this and the reason why the concept came around was to create smaller unit sizes so that you create that affordability for people, both from a purchase standpoint and also an ongoing maintenance and upkeep.
This is actually a fair contribution to the affordable housing crisis that Revelstoke is currently in.
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think we're going to find that a lot of people who currently can't purchase in Revelstoke are going to be able to purchase as a result of this. At the moment, we've got over 300 people registered for phase one, which is a maximum of 48 units. And in that, we're seeing 30-odd percent are looking for two bedrooms, just under 30% townhouses, a mixture of one and three bedroom after that. Yeah, I think that we will fill a large part of that demographic that we're coming to seeing. is 60% Revelstoke. From going through the lists, we can see that roughly it's a mixture of 50-50 between what I would call old Revelstoke and new Revelstoke. So people looking to buy for the first time, and then people who are either here in Revelstoke and can see the growth potential and want to purchase for investment, to rent, and or to downsize, bring other housing stock onto the market as a result.
Okay, I'd like to step back in time a bit. Just think, what was it about Revelstoke that attracted you and Shelley to come here?
Shelley had been living in Whistler for 20-odd years. I'd been living there approximately 8, visiting for much longer. We came to Revelstoke and really fell in love with it because it was the combination of Whistler and Pemberton Valley, north of Whistler, which is similar to this with wider, open, more open plateaus. Having horses and liking skiing, it was kind of a natural fit for us.
Bit of turn of the century, turn of the 20th century housing.
Coming from the UK and being used to older housing and heritage housing, yes, it was really nice to see the downtown core, still a key part of it. The key difference with Revelstoke and Whistler, the fact that Revelstoke is a town first, a resort second, whereas, you know, Whistler was a resort. Out of that came the community. Revelstoke has in its DNA a long history of being a town. That isn't going to change.
You fall right into the middle of the group of people who come here from abroad or from parts of Canada, the United States, and fall in love with this place. How do you think that Mackenzie Village could impact the way Revelstokians and outsiders regard the community? Do you think it'll have an effect on the way we regard ourselves as a community of people and as a town?
I don't think so. Mackenzie Village is going to enhance all of those aspects, to be perfectly honest. The purpose is to create a community, not to create single silos of homes which people come and go from without interacting with the town or local residents. The purpose is to create a mixed use development that allows more people to come into our community and allows our community to grow and evolve as it should.
One of the aspects of the development is the inclusion of some retail spaces along Nickel Road. How many retail spaces are you looking at? Have you had any nibbles from potential retailers interested in that?
Yes, we have. The retail space don't have the exact numbers of square footage or units which we have available, although it does come into phase 2 and phase 3 proper, with the sort of the highest density being full local commercial in phase 2, and then phase 3 would have either the ability to be more local commercial or mixed use work home type uses. To answer your other question, yes, we have. We've had a number of people, existing business owners in town, who are interested to find out when that space might become available, because they see the opportunities on the midway between town and the ski hill to have maybe a bike or a ski tuning shop or an outdoor shop or another little restaurant or coffee shop to service, you know, not just the local needs of that part, but also the traffic to and from the hill.
I know there has been discussion several times over the last 15 years about potential for introducing a convenience store in Arrow Heights, which always seemed to get shouted down by some of the more anti-development people. Is one of these nibblers a convenience store that would benefit the larger community in Arrow Heights?
When we say convenience store, I think we are actually, don't quote me, but I think we are actually limited on our maximum unit size for commercial space. So whilst we might have X thousand square feet of commercial space, we can't roll that all into one. And
well, I'm thinking of something like the same size as Malone's or
something like a Le Marché or similar type of, again, local convenience store, somewhere where you can walk to get your milk, butter, few vegetables, bit of cheese, bread, etc., and don't have to jump in your car and go downtown. Yes, definitely that would be a target of us to have there. From a planning standpoint, make it a walkable neighborhood, not just for the new neighbourhood, but also for the people who are existing neighbours in Arrow Heights.